On Babson College Week, what can patent data tell us? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, David Khachatryan, assistant professor of statistics at Babson College, explores how entrepreneurs can find some encouragement in the data.
In 1790, President George Washington signed a bill launching a framework which over decades evolved into the modern patent system in the United States. Today, the United States Patent and Trademark Office receives more than 500,000 patent applications every year. Using statistical modeling and machine learning tools, I mine patent data, uncovering insights that can be valuable to entrepreneurs, inventors, and patent examiners. One of our research projects focused on uncovering factors associated with patent granting. We find that hiring an attorney or agent, or use of figures incorporated in applications, among other factors, improve the likelihood of granting. Such information can be useful to the entrepreneur or inventor when preparing the application and valuable to the patent examiner. Another research engagement of ours is focused on the definition of a measure to quantify the extent to which the inventive claims are described in the body of the patent. Alignment, in other words, the degree to which the claims and specification sections align, has been shown to increase the chances of patent validity. Using business data processing patents pertaining to cybersecurity, we propose a novel measure of alignment and show how it can be of value to entrepreneurs and patent examiners. For example, using our measure, an entrepreneur filing an application can measure the drafting alignment and compare it with the alignments of previously filed successful patents. Patent examiners, on the other hand, can use our measure to establish benchmarks based on alignments of granted patents that stayed valid over the time.
That was David Khachatryan of Babson College. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.